I'm Tom Myers, stress coach, and welcome to another episode of Health Matters here on Radio X. In Health Matters, I take a closer look at the S word that has become one of the biggest challenges to our health and well-being: stress. This week, I'm going to get you moving. That exercise relieves stress properly doesn't come as a surprise to you. But did you know that the long-term effects of daily exercise can be a powerful antidepressant, more effective than any antidepressant drug on the market? The question you will ask, of course, is how much exercise and what type? Well, that depends on you. Are you a sportive person or not? How long have you been inactive? Too much, too quick, and you'll become discouraged because you can't keep it up or get injuries. So set yourself a realistic goal. As time goes, it's better 5 minutes now and then a 1 hour workout if stress relief is what you seek. This can be a walk around the block, cycling to work or to the shop. It doesn't have to be sport. It's about moving, taking the time to stretch those legs and move those arms. Gardening, walking the dog, playing with your children, taking an elderly person for a walk a couple of times a week can all be seen as exercise, even cleaning if it's done with a certain vigor and heart. The mistake many people make is to sit all day in the office stressing out, but then to compensate and go for a good hard run in the evening. The purpose of exercise is to relax, to lower the sympathetic tone of your autonomic nervous system and increase the relaxation response. Stress heightens your heart rate, blood pressure, breath rate, and with all the adverse effects that has, and that I've talked about before on Health Matters. So imagine that when your heart rate and blood pressure has been high all day and you on top of that go on a strain your body more with a good challenging run, you're putting the pressure on even more. That can be a recipe for a heart attack or a stroke. And unfortunately, it's more common than you think. Oh, you don't like exercise? You think it's boring? Then the solution can be to make a mind shift and see it as transport from A to B and walk and cycle as much as you can to go to the shop, work, or for any reason you need to get around. Leave that car behind if you have to get somewhere within a radius of, say, less than 5 kilometers away. Also, get a decent backpack with a waist strap that can hold some groceries and a few 1.5 liter bottles, or something that you think you'll need to make that exercise, shopping, or trip to work practical and more enjoyable. So in short, regular 5 minutes of low intensity exercise decreases stress. Best is what scientists call green exercise, meaning exercise that take you outdoors. Short sessions are better than one long one. Take the time, as time doesn't come to you, and find something that gets you moving that you know you will enjoy. The benefits over time are improved heart rate variability, lower heart rate and blood pressure, increase in willpower and resilience, and in general, improved health and well-being. I'm Tom Myers, stress coach for body and mind and contributor of thought for more joyful and healthy way of living. For more information on Health Matters, go to the website tommyers.be.